Hey there, it's Nick.
And it's Leah.
So we're doing another live show.
Were You Raised by Wolves Live.
And this time we're going to be on the West Coast.
Portland, Oregon, babies.
So come see us on June 15th.
And we're going to be at the Siren Theater. And the show starts at 7:30.
So go to our website, whereyouraisedbywolves.com/live, and get some tickets.
Join us.
Hey, everybody. I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're coming to you from New York today. And we had so many Halloween-themed questions that we thought we'll put them all together for this little bonus episode.
So exciting.
Do you have a costume this year?
Not yet.
I'm going to be a blessing in disguise. So our first question is a very good question. What sorts of costumes are acceptable for both adults and children?
Are we saying that the question is we both are a child and an adult want to wear the same outfit? Are we saying what's acceptable for adults, what's acceptable for children?
I guess the question in general is, what is acceptable?
Okay. I feel like this is a more of a you question because I obviously take issue with the idea of what's acceptable.
So for me, I think context is key. So I think if it's an office party, I think you got to definitely be mindful that we're still in an office.
Right.
So I don't think you can do anything gore. No knives, no blood. I don't think we do gore in the office.
Maybe a little bit of blood.
No.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, I think in the office we don't.
Not even like if you're a vampire, you got a little blood coming down the chin?
Maybe. Put that in the maybe category. Okay.
Okay.
And I think we don't do sexy anything for the office.
Yeah.
We agree on that.
Because there are some real sexy outfits out there.
There are some sexy beekeepers.
Yeah.
There are some sexy actuaries.
Yeah. People just did whatever sexy. You're like, oh.
Okay. And I think in general, I think you just want to remember that everyone has a camera and that this photo will live on forever.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. And so for that reason, and I shouldn't have to say this, but I have to say it, no blackface.
Oh, I can't even believe we have to say this anymore, but apparently we do.
We really do.
What's going on?
You know, I don't know, but we're just going to say it. So we are on the record. No blackface.
No blackface.
Full stop.
Full stop.
And relatedly, there is a question about cultural appropriation versus appreciation in Halloween costumes.
Right.
And I think in general, if you have to ask, is this okay? No is always the answer.
Yes, I agree with you.
If there's any hesitation about appropriateness, like, oh, is this fine? If you're asking this question, no. No, it's not fine.
Right.
And I think in general, any cultural costume is just not appropriate for Halloween. Halloween is not an occasion where it's ever appropriate. You can never actually be celebrating someone's culture on Halloween. I think just the nature of the holiday itself does not allow for cultural appreciation. Mm. It will inherently always be appropriation if it's on Halloween.
Interesting.
Right? Because like think about if you were like wearing a Navajo regalia moccasin thing. On Halloween, even if you loved the Navajo Nation and you went to the powwow every year, but wearing that on Halloween just does not feel appropriate.
I see that seems like a very astute comment.
Right.
That putting it on Halloween makes it a costume.
Right.
Right.
But if you were to wear that same thing, even if you were not Navajo yourself, but went to the powwow and you wanted to wear that and you knew what you were wearing and why you were wearing it, that's great. I think that's totally fine. Like similarly, you should not wear a kimono on Halloween.
Right.
If you're not Japanese and are not from this tradition, I feel like this is a line you don't want to cross.
Okay.
So that's how I feel about that. Plenty more to say about cultural appropriation and appreciation, but in general, if you have to ask, no.
Yeah, I think that's a great...
No is the answer.
I think you could be a little sexy at your work party. I don't want to shame, people for showing their bods that they've worked really hard on.
How sexy is sexy then?
I mean, that's for them to decide.
What's the sexiest costume you've ever had?
I don't do sexy costumes.
No?
No.
Okay.
You know, I like to do like... I guess I did in college.
Yeah.
But I think I was more just like, what do I have lying around that I can throw a wig on? And you know what I mean?
Right. That's a good segue to our next question, which is, if I'm invited to a costume party, but I don't want to dress up, can I still go?
I don't see why you can't make a little bit of an effort.
I think if you're not going to make an effort, you shouldn't go.
Yeah. It's a costume party.
And people who throw costume parties care about costume parties.
Yeah.
No one casually throws a costume party.
You don't have to have like a full, you could just do like a little something, something.
I don't think I want you stopping by CVS for a mask and showing up.
Yeah, but what if you, I think you could find a middle ground.
So just some wigs lying around your college dorm room? Okay.
You know what I mean? With like a little extra something or, you know what I mean? You don't have to spend a year planning this thing and just have like a little few accents of something.
Okay. You want to be any more specific or we're going to keep it vague?
I don't have an example, but I mean, you could put some I don't know what, but you could put a little effort in.
I think if you're going to go to the costume party, you should make a little bit of an effort.
Yeah.
I think you should make more of an effort than Leah does, but some effort is required.
Yeah.
Okay. And now it's time for Intermezzo.
Intermezzo.
So this episode is brought to you by Acorn TV, which has the best of British, Canadian, New Zealand, like all sorts of great television.
And they have tons of different kinds of shows.
Oh yeah, all sorts of genres.
I'm just severely focused on crime, mystery, murder. That's really my sweet spot.
And so obviously the Brokenwood Mysteries from New Zealand, this is up your alley.
Very up my alley, because it combines my love of murder mysteries and my love of New Zealand, which was born from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, no, anything set in a seemingly quiet country town where something goes wrong. Yeah, I mean, this is up your alley.
Also, they have a big city detective move to said small town, having to work with the local police, and they have a different way of doing things that everybody finds to be a bit right. jarring. So up my alley.
So check that out and use promo code ACORN30 at acorn.tv. And now it's time for Intermezzo.
Intermezzo.
So this episode is brought to you by Incogni. And what Incogni does is basically helps get your personal information off of the internet.
What's so funny is that before Incogni ever approached us, Nick has been telling me to get online and do this because I never Google myself. I never look at anything. I don't have the bandwidth. And my incorrect age is floating out there.
Right. Yeah. There are serious consequences. Yes. So I've helped Leah sign up, and it is very easy to sign up. You basically just like sign up and you give them permission to reach out to data brokers on your behalf. And then they just like take care of it. They reach out, they request all this information to be deleted. They report back to you, let you know how it's going. And like, that's it. And so Incogni has an amazing deal for our listeners. Get an exclusive 60% discount. 60. That's a lot. So go to incogni.com/WYRBW. That's INCOGNI.com/WYRBW. Our next question is, how old is too old for trick-or-treating?
I mean, I don't know, because some kids look a lot older than they are.
Some are weathered. Some kids have lived.
You know, you're like, I feel like that's what the chemicals we're putting in the food. I don't know how old this child is. You right. know, they're like, I'm 3. And you're like, I thought you were 18.
I think some communities actually do have an age limit, which is 12.
Really? But the parents are with them.
The parents are with them. Yeah.
I think if you're over, like if you're dating age, you should have children with you.
Okay.
Hopefully not your children. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't mean like you should have kids when you start dating. I just want to make sure. Or if you do, I'm not judging. But I'm saying like if you're taking your younger sister or brother.
Right.
And you want to dress up too.
Yes. If you are a chaperone
yeah.
for children. Yes. I mean, it's similar to like going to a child's playground. Like you shouldn't go if you're not there with children.
Yes.
Same rule.
Same rule.
I think the issue is like a lot of teenagers who are like trick-or-treating. And I think people find this objectionable. I think if you make an effort and like have a rockin' costume, that's great.
Yeah.
I think the older you are, if your costume is proportionally better.
Yeah.
Then you're still allowed.
Because I do think some people just love Halloween.
People definitely love Halloween.
And if you're a teenager and you want to like make a full ensemble and live it up, I don't have a problem with
but
it.
But if you're just showing up with some bunny ears and a pillowcase.
Yeah. No.
Our next question is, what do you do about trick-or-treaters who take more than one piece out of the bowl?
I think it depends on, you know, I think some people say, take a few.
No.
But what if you just had Tootsie Rolls and it was one Tootsie Roll?
The solution to this is you control the bowl. The bowl doesn't control you.
I think it depends on what you say.
I think you have possession of the bowl and you dole out the candy.
Oh, you give it to them.
Yes, you control the bowl.
Okay.
The bowl is yours.
Oh.
You don't just push the bowl out through the door frame and be like, here, take some candy at your leisure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
This flips the whole game.
What, you would just like have a bowl out and let them dig their paws in?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Okay.
Well, that's how you get into trouble with people taking more than they should.
I mean, I grew up in a place that has like 8 kids. So you're like, take as much as you want. There's only 8 of you in this town.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And would you just go do the loop over and over and over?
No, you just do it once. But, you know, people got to get rid of their candy.
Right. So what do you say to trick-or-treaters who don't like the candy you've given them?
This was unbelievable. I couldn't imagine if somebody said that.
I believe this happens a lot.
I would be like, you're going first in the apocalypse. Like, this child is a mess.
Children are entitled. And I think children know good candy and they know bad candy. And if you give them bad candy, they're going to call you out.
If I did that in front of my parents, they would make me write a handwritten apology note. I would have to like rake that person's lawn for 6 years to just throw myself at their mercy for insulting a gift.
Yeah, I think this is a similar...
Somebody gives you something and you're like, I don't like it?
I think the rule is the same as if you're at a dinner party and you have cooked a meal and someone doesn't like what you've served and then says this to you. I think the same response, which is to apologize for not having what they would like in a tone which is like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with this critique? I think that's the solution.
That's what the person giving the candy says.
That is the host says this, yes.
So you're like, I don't like Baby Ruths.
And you're like, oh, I am so sorry. I have displeased you with the candy I have provided you for free. I think you say this in a nicer way.
Okay.
But that's the tone. You're like, I am so sorry to disappoint you.
I'm so sorry your free candy wasn't up to your...
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I would be blown away. I would be like, what?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm sorry. Did I misunderstand the question?
Am I getting punked right now?
I'm giving you free things and you don't like these free things.
This is incredible. Did you know that I had to work to pay for this?
Yes, with money.
With money that I earned and I'm giving you for free and you're complaining?
Because all you had to do was show up at my door and reach for it.
In your garbage outfit?
Right, that you just put together with some wigs that were on your dorm room floor. What is this sexy beekeeper costume anyway? Well, hope everybody has a nice Halloween. If you have questions for us about other holidays, send them to us. You can send them to us through our website, whereyouraisedbywolves.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message at 267-CALL-RBW.
We have a lot of holidays coming up, so if they have questions, get them in now.
Yeah, we have so many holidays. Like there's Christmas.
Thanksgiving. New Year's.
Valentine's Day.
I mean, that's far out. If you're asking questions about Valentine's Day now.
But how wonderful that you're planning ahead.
That's so true.
So you should plan ahead. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Acorn TV.
Acorn TV. And Nick and I realized as we were watching all of the televisions, these are all shows where everybody drives on the other side of the road.
I mean, except for like the Canadian things like Murdoch Mysteries. Yeah, it's a lot of left-handed driving.
But Murdoch Mysteries, there's still horses.
A loophole. So
I love a loophole.
So speaking of driving left, from New Zealand comes the Brokenwood Mysteries.
Let me set the scene. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with New Zealand, obviously from my love of Lord of the Rings, which everyone knows is a true story that happened in New Zealand. And so this takes place in a fictional town in New Zealand, small town, less than 5,000 people, which is exactly the size of the town I grew up in. And it's like a big city detective comes to the small town and has to work with the small town police force. What a recipe for a fantastic crime drama. And we have the small towns, people are dying left, right, and center.
And use code ACORN30 at acorn.tv. Oh, Leah, one more thing.
What?
Have you signed up for Patreon yet?
I have.
Me too. You out there, have you signed up for Patreon yet? No? Well, go to our website, whereyouraisedbywolves.com, click on monthly membership, check it out, because we would really appreciate it if you'd support our show.
We love your support.
We would. So please do that, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.